We are recording. Officially. It's official. It's referee with a whistle.
So how did that make you feel when Jaden said that?
Facts.
Very hurt.
Why though?
Because I feel like I do so much for him. Mm-hmm. And his diddy just started being more there, I guess I can say. And it just made me feel like...
You believe him then? Mm-hmm. You believe him then?
Mm-hmm.
Who, Jada?
Yeah. I was like, at that point when he said it, I was like, you know what? Maybe you should stay with him. If you really feel that way. Because in another month, you're going to be ready to come back. And I'm going to be like, no. You stay, because that's what you wanted to do, remember? Because I know the real.
And if you felt that way, you shouldn't feel bad for feeling that way.
I know, I'm emotional, though. Y'all give it to me.
You shouldn't feel that bad for feeling that way, for one, because it is his daddy. You are, regardless of how much you do for him versus how much Alex do for him, y'all are 50-50 in that situation. You have no more rights to him than Alex do. So if he was to stay with Alex, it would be no different than if he decided to stay with you. So you shouldn't feel a way if that's what he wants to do, because you have no more proprietorship to him than Alex does.
Yeah, but I just feel like Alex would be able to take care of him the way that he needs to be.
But that's what you just said. What you said is, in a month, he'd be ready to come back. If you know that...
Don't let it bother me.
Don't let it bother you.
I remember coming up when my daddy did have his moments when he was there, come pick us up, take us places, and drop us off. My mom was hard on us. And this one time she had did something to piss me off or whatever. I remember I was young, but I always thought, okay, well, my daddy won't do that, so I'd rather go with my daddy because I know he ain't going to discipline me, he ain't going to whip me or nothing like that. So I feel like the easy parent always gets the upper hand. Mm-hmm. Well, later on down the line, he's going to see that and appreciate you more because he wasn't disciplined by his daddy. So my mama taught me more discipline, you know, when I go out into the world and shit like that, you know.
True.
So that's why I took it out.
I never wanted to stay with my daddy, not one time in my life. Yeah, I ever want to stay with my daddy. I used to cry to not have to go over there, and he never disciplined me. Let me stay up as long as I wanted to. I never got a whooping by my daddy. My mom was always the disciplinarian, but I never wanted to stay with that nigga because I knew it wasn't shit. It's some bullshit. It's facade.
But how did you know at a young age?
I don't know. I think I could just feel it. Like, with my mama, I knew that she was going to be tired some days. I knew some days she was going to have to go to sleep. And I knew some days I was going to be by myself. But I was used to that. Because Jeffrey left, at 18? As soon as Cappy went to league, I knew what it was like being a single child under her house. I knew with him it would be a lot of, we going to do this later. No, we're not.
You give me some drugs.
or, you know, we going to play this together. No, we're not. Because of this. And with her, it was like, it was never the promises. It was always like, if I'm not tired, we can do this. And sometimes it would happen. Sometimes it wouldn't, but sometimes it would. And I didn't like being lied to. Like, I hate that. Don't tell me you're going to do something and then not do it.
Facts.
And my mom was never that. She was always like, look, shit, I work 12 hours today. I don't know. I might watch a movie. I might not. I was like, all right, I can deal with that. But my daddy was very much, we're going to play this when we get home. Don't come home. Great. Thanks, nigga.
I feel like I do that with Kaden.
Too much. I tell you that all the time. And that's probably why. Because I experienced this with it. Yeah.
That's okay. We learning.
I'll be telling Kaden tomorrow. He fine. Okay. Like, you know I'm lying.
My daddy did that. I think that's why I have trauma from that. I hate when people tell me they're going to do something and then don't. I be like, bro, don't even say it to me. Yeah. Leave it out. Surprise me.
That's why I try to hold true on anything I say. That's why I never, ever, ever promise the kids anything. I don't know. Okay, Nash. Can we go to the park? I ain't gonna lie. I don't know. Not today. Maybe next week. We'll see.
Facts.
Ask me again later. Shit. Right now, don't feel like it. It's feeling very much like not. What did I was responding to someone of y'all said earlier, and I was saying, give me a moment on my ass to respond. Why? I feel like it was you. We was talking about Caden. He was explaining to her the TikTok thing.
Shit. Yeah. We all
lot. So old nigga shit. Right?
That's okay. It'll come back up next topic.
Parenting here. Might as well keep going. So, what do you think your greatest flaw is as a parent? Look at me coming up with topics just out of nowhere.
Great. My greatest flaw?
Mm-hmm.
I had to really think about that.
And I'm coming to everybody, so you too, think he yours.
I just spoke mine, just lying.
You think that's your greatest flaw?
Yeah. Okay, let me think about it.
Well, I think my greatest flaw is my inability to control my emotions in the moment. I feel like I get angry fast, and I feel like I built it out fast. And sometimes I don't have to. And I don't always know how to gauge that. I think that's my greatest flaw as a parent.
I think my greatest flaw is being consistent when it comes to disciplining him. It's like I want, because he needs discipline to, you know, get to where he needs to go in life. And I'll discipline him, but then
feel sorry for
feel him. Bad and be like, oh, my baby looks sad. He crying. I don't want to do that to him. And then I just let it go, or I do it. This day I stand strong because I be mad. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to put my foot down and show you something today. Then tomorrow come.
You're in
like,
a good mood, you know, and it changes.
Yes.
That's exactly
what that is my biggest flaw.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, that I see that a lot.
Shut up.
You know, not just with you. My mama was the same way, I'm sure, at times. But I just, it's like, yeah, you in a better mood, so it's easier to give in because you're in a good mood.
Yeah.
When they first do it, you mad still, so it's like, no, stick. And then, now, I feel better.
Hey, Ma.
Oh, come on, baby.
Yeah, that's hard.
But that's a mother thing, probably more so than a daddy thing. I don't feel bad.
I totally agree.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, even with the baby,
Ginger,
I feel bad when Pudgy's disciplining him. I don't feel bad when I'm disciplining him. When I start yelling at him and taking off my shoe and threatening to whoop ass, I don't feel bad, nigga. I don't care. Cry. So what?
Let anybody else do it.
And go in your fucking room. And I don't want to hear shit. I don't feel bad. I feel bad when other people do it.
Huh? You do it when you come to him.
No, you didn't even hear what I said because you wasn't listening.
What you say?
I said, when I'm disciplining him, I don't feel bad. If you or somebody else is disciplining him, then I feel bad. But with him, when it's me, if I'm, I don't give a fuck. Go to your fucking room. I don't want to hear it. And if I have to come in there, I'm going to get my shoe and whoop your ass. But I don't care when I'm doing it. But I feel it when other people are doing it.
I'm the same way. And I think that's because with myself, I know my intentions and my feelings behind it, but I don't know the next person's intentions. So it'll be like if somebody else yell at him or scream at him or say something to discipline him, I'll be wanting to defend him. No, let me do that. Are you going to do anything extra behind that? What are your intentions here?
Yeah, I'm about to say, I'm also like, and that's why I don't like, and that's where I really struggle with children just in general. I don't like disciplining other people's children because I feel like everybody has that. Mm-hmm. Like, you say something to their children, automatically, whether their children are right or wrong, they feel ready to defend them. It's like, I don't want to, like, argue over whether your child was wrong or not. Because if I said something to them, they was wrong. I know this. I'm not asking you no questions. So to avoid that, I'll just let them do whatever fucked up shit they doing. As long as they ain't fucking up my shit. And then let you handle it however you want to handle it. But that's why I stay the fuck away from children. Because I don't like disciplining other people's children. That ain't mine. I'm just, like, just getting more comfortable disciplining Caden in a certain way. Not even all the way like I discipline him. I talk to him crazy. I be getting at him. I still don't even do that with Caden because of how I feel about disciplining other people's children and how they might respond to the way I'm talking to their child or whatever the case may be. I'm just getting to a place where I feel like I can discipline him properly. But I ain't even at the place where I would discipline my own, where I'm like, nigga, shut the fuck. Take your goof ass in the room. I'm going to talk to him like that. So it's like, it's hard for me with kids in general. That's why I feel like, I was explaining to Pudgy, me and Jaden's relationship in the beginning, you would not even think it was like that the way it is now. Because Jaden used to be in love when I came over. Like,
yeah.
Always wanted me over, cry when I leave. I used to have to sneak out the house when he wouldn't see me. And now I feel like it's just almost non-existent. And it's, I know, a lot to do with me not knowing how to deal with Jaden. Because I don't want to discipline him the way I would discipline mine. But I also, like, want to be in his life. It's just, it's hard because I don't know how to discipline him at the same time. Because he's not mine.
With a situation like that, if that's something that you want to do, then just sit down and have a conversation with the parent, which is me, and talk to me about the ways that you discipline and how you go about things so that if a situation happens to come up, I won't be surprised. I'll be guarded. Like, oh, why are you doing that? Or I don't agree with that. Like, talk to me about it. Like, this is how I'm going to do it, and this is why I'm doing it. So that this is the outcome that we can get, and it's to better him in a way. And then I will be okay with that as long as you talk to me about it. You know?
That's also, though, how I know so much of it is my fault, because I'm so in my head about everything. The few times Jaden's been here without Shani, Jaden's not a fucking problem for real.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really have to. He don't get to me out of the way he do when you're around.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, he can get away with certain shit with his mom and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, it's not even like I have to go in, ever. Like, even when I took them to Enchanted Castle, I think I had to talk to Jaden one time. He, like, threw something down, and he was like, I don't want it. I'm like, well, pick it up. He was like, but I said I don't want it. Like, pick it up. And then he picked it up, and we never had another issue the whole night. It was like, I don't even have to get crazy, but...
Yeah, he listen when he come over though.
It's like, it's just the mental part of it for me, like knowing how he can get and not wanting to ever go there.
No,
because I don't know how to respond. Like,
he's like, I'm gonna leave that to you.
Come on.
Yeah, like,
because if it gets that with me and him, like, I'm not gonna know how to
handle that. Yeah, like even some of the shit I heard him say to Joe, like if he say some shit, like, how the fuck I'm supposed to respond to that? Like,
I understand. But you may be the energy that he needs to correct that. Can't be scared.
You do a good job at filing.
You might
need that extra oomph.
I don't know. It just feels weird because I feel like that is his that is such a father's job.
But is the father there like he should be?
Nope.
Maybe not.
So there's nothing wrong with helping the father out if you want to. If you have a time thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I do believe that every child needs that masculine and feminine energy balance, and if they don't have it, I don't think they're gonna really turn out into a good I don't think they're gonna turn out the best. Because when I was thinking about this the other day when I was in the car,
what
happened?
He just threw Spot onto the floor off the couch. He was doing this and then he threw her.
Stop throwing Spot, okay? Stop throwing Spot.
Come here. Spot took it very well.
Spot took it so regular.
He probably likes that shit.
They both do that shit. Like where they're like super aggressive with Spot. Because Spot's like aggressive. Because I didn't have to check Caden about taking him in the room and closing the door and then doing whatever and Spot be ready to go. Spot be ready to come out. As soon as he opened the door, he running out and then Caden trying to bring him back in. I'm like, fam, leave him alone. He clearly don't want to be in there. He was like, he was trying to scratch me. Nick, you got the door closed and you probably in there roughing his ass up. Of course you're trying to get the fuck out. Yes. But kids are rough with animals, so that's the thing. But, what the fuck was I saying? That shit threw the fuck off. Oh, what I was finna say was, Jaden, is, I don't fucking, what was I finna say? I was finna say something about an encounter we had somewhere outside the Enchanted Castle. Oh, at the other house. Where I think at that time that was when Caden was climbing up to the second bunk and jumping off. Remember he had this feel of climbing up to the second bunk and then jumping the fuck off. And Jaden was over there one day and I was trying to keep him from doing that with Jaden because Jaden.
Teach your man how to.
Okay. Teach your man how to fuck. Oh, you're gonna have to include that in y'all podcast. Like, you're gonna have to press some of the buttons. I love it. I wish I could press that. He needs some milk button right now. You gotta press that he needs some milk.
He needs some milk!
You good over there?
Whatever. So, that was the time when Caden was like doing a lot of jumping off the fucking top ropes or whatever the fuck. Mm-hmm. Jaden was younger, so I didn't want him to get hurt. So I told them both, don't get on the top bunk. And then I went in there, and Jaden was on the top bunk.
I must was at one of my jobs.
Who knows what you for that? You weren't there. And I was like, Jay, come down. Y'all not supposed to get on there. He was like, but Caden said I can get on the top bunk. I don't give a fuck what Caden said. I'll fucking say.
Oh, shit. That sound
like yeah, so, but, like, literally, outside of that in the incident in Chandler Castle, I've never really had a big issue with Jaden directly. I just see him, and then I feel like, oh, I don't want to know parts of that shit.
It's only because he knows who he can get away with it and who he can't, because he be around Trees a lot. But I guarantee you he not finna try that shit with Trees. Not at all. He not finna try that shit with Vanessa. And he be around Vanessa a lot. If you have that energy, he's not gonna try that shit with you. You just have to establish it. You know, make it known.
Yeah, he ain't have to.
And my problem is I'm not consistent with my shit, so he gonna try me every time.
I got that energy. Cause he listened.
I about to say, he was good when he was over here.
Yeah,
I'm even when we was doing his homework that day, I was like showed him what he had to correct. He was like, "Oh, okay, cool." Took it back. Wasn't no back talk. Just right to it. Back to it. All right, I think I got. I see what I got wrong. It's that one.
You know,
should say that one.
Good, but they mother's
like, perfect.
Not around.
I was like, okay, that's
Caden do that same shit. When I'm not around, he's a fucking angel.
Not an angel.
Well, not an angel, but semi-angel.
But they are definitely much better when you're not around than when you are around. It's a lot quieter of a house. Tell you that much.
Trash.
Sure, I know, right? Why you can't do that when I'm
telling you.
I like some peace.
But I do think it's natural that, like, that's what I was about to say to you. I was about to say, what the gay the truth of the matter is, it's not your fucking job.
For what?
To discipline. Like you say, you're not good at disciplining, being consistent with discipline. This is not your fucking job.
Yeah.
The truth of the matter is, Women's job is not to discipline.
It's to nurture.
It's to nurture. Father's job is to discipline. And the balance of both of those things is what makes a real rounded individual when they grow up. The balance of having the mama to do this, the daddy to do this. It's a reason that kids grow up and be like, I don't play that shit with my dad. And I love the fuck out of my mom. Not that they don't love me equally, but they also know maybe not the funniest motherfucker to be around all the time. That nigga on life lessons and sacrifice and discipline and know better and all that, to where mama's just there to huddle, cuddle and hug and all this bullshit, you know? It's not your fucking job. And that's the problem, I think, mostly with Black America. Black families and the dynamics have shifted and the shit's fucked up. Mm-hmm. Because mothers are trying to discipline and they're not good at it.
Not at all.
Because it ain't their job.
I know, I'm not fucking good at it.
But they have no choice because the fathers are not there to do it. Or they're only there to do it when it's convenient for them. Mm-hmm. And that's the problem. Because kids aren't getting the consistent balance of both.
So let me ask y'all a question. So let's say you want your child to have this consistent balance of both. Would you sacrifice living in the same household for your child to have the consistency of both? Or would you just try to co-parent from separate situations?
I would try. I would try. Oh, look, did you want to say something?
Co-parenting is hard because once that like situation happens, it's like pettiness starts Maybe. To open up.
Depending on the person.
Depending on the person, yeah. So you just got to hope that you have the right person to co-parent with. So I don't know you and Alex's situation or whatever, but from out looking in, I feel like Alex is getting better. But, you know, come when I first came in, it wasn't, you know, I didn't feel like that was.
That's why I'm asking the question.
Yeah. So what do you think?
For me, I would sacrifice it depending on the person I'm with or dealing with. Well, Alex, no, because you've tried living with him and things got too physical for your liking. And if that's the problem, then that's never okay. Because then what are you raising your child in? What are you raising him to see? What are you raising him to be? What are you raising him to re-interact with the women that he chooses in his life later down the line?
But what if you see change? It's not major change, but you see change.
In who?
In Alex or the person.
Give it a chance.
I need to see major change.
You need to see major change.
I need to see major change. Okay. If you have a major issue, I need to see major change. You don't get to be too physical with me in one moment and then be like, but I bought him a Sunday. No. I need major changes. Because in the same way I need my child to know discipline, I need you to show me as a man you are disciplined enough to handle whatever comes in this situation. Disciplined enough to handle frustration with me, mm-hmm. frustration with him, mm-hmm. and not resort to what your old tactics used to be. I need to know you're disciplined enough to be a provider, disciplined enough to be a disciplinarian, disciplined enough to handle all of that. So I need to see major changes. It ain't small.
Okay.
Because, again, who you see, who he sees on an everyday basis as a man and as a woman, these are who he's going to model the people in his life. He's going to model himself after the man, and he's going to model the woman he marries after the woman that he chooses, but based off the woman that he sees. So he's going to marry somebody like you, and then he's going to try to be somebody like him. So I need to see y'all to be the best versions of yourself.
Okay, so that's enough. Okay. Thank you, because I showed me thinking about that.
Not if it's not major changes. If you see major changes, take the shot. What you got to lose? Not major changes. It's not worth it because, perfect example, children. You discipline them for one thing, and maybe they change certain things, but if they're still doing the big thing, mm-hmm. then there's no real change. You're just trying to dress it up to look nice for me so you don't get on punishment.
Thanks.
That's what men do. If there's no real change in them, they'll dress it up for you to look nice. Then you come back and I'm going to do the same shit. I have no real incentive to change.
If you sleep with that person, will it stop change?
If you sleep with that person, will it stop change? What you mean? Yes.
I say if we want to still have a sexual relationship.
Yes.
It's going to stop change?
I think so.
What do you think?
I think so, too. Okay. You think about having sex?
I'm horny. I'm sorry. I like sex. I don't know about you. I've been over here dying for the last 3 months.
Point in time when it's not really that important. There's a lot of shit going on.
But yeah,
I've been over here like I need to find a sneaky link. Only do
something. I agree with Pudgy. No, simply because again, that's rewarding bad behavior. If your behavior hasn't changed, you don't get the reward, or you'll have no incentive to ever change it. Okay. But that's if you want change. The best version of him.
Alright, I do.
So if you're not interested in the best version of him and you feel like you'll figure it out either way, then do your thing. But mm-hmm. if you want the best version of him, you cannot submit to small rewards. He does not get rewards for not performing up to par. Or he'll never stop doing bullshit.
Mm-hmm. So what do I do in the meantime?
Get a rose.
Get you a rose. That don't work. She already got
one. She let that bitch be blooming, but ain't nothing
coming. I'm gonna find you a sunflower, bitch. Oh,
need a tulip.
I need help. I'm
about to get put your rose. They don't work, though, for real?
Yeah. I like the physical touch. The massages, the cuddling, like the intimacy part. That's the part that gets me, not just the coming.
Well, if you ever want to do speed dating, you bring Jaden over here.
I told him I thought it's just scary because it'd be so much shit. Just, yeah. Niggas is crazy.
You got to come with DNA tests and stuff with drug tests and shit.
What's scary?
Just dating, period, because. All the type of men, like, you see so much crazy shit going on like the internet and shit, like guys killing bitches and shooting bitches and or they robbing them, setting them up and shit, selling them to the black market. Like, it's just all type of shit going on, and I just be like, I really want to take these chances.
You just need to get out of Chicago.
I really want to have sex, but it's so many STDs, like, these niggas is nasty.
Kind of.
That's still not really 100%.
And I don't like condoms. I'm gonna be very honest.
I feel you.
I don't like them. I can't stand them. They hurt.
I hate them.
They hurt me. I hate them so much. That's why my body count is 5 because it just I can't. It's
you gotta raise that body count, bro. You gotta raise that up.
Ain't nothing wrong with 5.
Sure. There's something wrong with 5. No, it's not. Not to niggas. But there's something wrong with 5.
What's wrong with 5?
What's wrong with 5, if we speaking as grown adults, is the likelihood that you don't even exactly know 100% what pleases you and what you like because you haven't had a large sample size.
5 is a lot, sure.
It's not.
That's fucked up.
And out of those 5, only, and this is why I kind of agree with him, out of those 5, only one was able to make me come.
And that's the one that you've had the baby with, I'm sure.
Oh, of course.
Of course. Jesus Christ.
that's the problem.
Yeah.
It's because it's to say that you are looking at Alex as like the best partner you had, and he might not even be touching the pinnacle of what somebody else can do, but you don't know because you haven't had other things outside of those 5 penises.
I find you're African. Bumba clot.
Hit all your clots.
I'm about to say, it might not even be size. It might be, you know, a combination of all of it. Somebody that knows how to do foreplay well and work lead into. I don't know Alex, but he strikes me as a wham bam thing. Am.
He's not.
But. Like, it might be somebody who's not a wham bam thank you man. It might be somebody who is. It's just so many types of sexes out there, but you don't know that until you experience them all.
Wham bam thank you man.
I don't even know Pudgy's body count directly.
Let's ask, what's your body count? I'm sorry, is that too personal?
This ain't going out.
Okay. You think too, what's your body count?
20, 30, 50.
I about to say, I don't exactly know my body count because I can't count them all because I don't even remember all their names. What? But I know it's over 30, but under 50. Woo.
Damn, I'm at where you at? I don't even know what the fuck. I don't count no more.
What the fuck? Yes, you do count. Okay. I was talking to one dude. He was like, oh, I stopped counting after 100. I said, huh?
And I need to know, how do you count just here? If you got just here from trying, do they count in the body count?
To me, that's sexual intercourse.
All right, so it's over 50. Because I didn't. Jesus, I didn't count that. I was counting just sexual intercourse.
Come on, I need to know. I'm female.
Can you keep fucking me up? He distracted me.
Okay, Mike, let's let her count.
Am I a whore?
No, you're not.
I think it's 10. 10? No,
did you just say you was a whore? Oh my goodness. I'm thinking she finna say 50 or some shit.
I'm about to say, now if you say 50, I might be like, oh wow. But damn. Anything under 30, I'm not tripping.
It's not even more than 10, I'm sure. Damn, my brain fucked up. Okay, Kate and Daddy.
Damn, I ain't even made it to the double digits. I'm a baby out here.
Don't forget the nigga that was making my clothes.
Making your clothes? What's up?
Some nigga I bought some clothes from. And Pudge was like, okay, I slept with him. I'm like, what the hell? I can't even buy clothes from niggas. Jesus Christ.
It was 7.
That's 7?
Yeah.
Sure. Jeremiah said he hit. I'm saying he did.
No. The fuck? It was one kiss. And y'all saw it.
That motherfucker.
Y'all ain't feel on each other. Huh? No.
Terrell, Donovan. It's another Michael. Tattoo dude.
Oh, I remember.
Josh. Robert. Yeah, same.
Okay, so I ain't the only baby out here in these streets.
I had one night stand.
Did you count the nigga that made my clothes?
Yeah. 7.
I ain't hear his name.
Tattoo dude, she said that.
That's not him.
Oh, that's a different one. Name. <Not
bad. laughs> You want her name?
What about the nigga that you met with at Chi Chi?
I counted. Yeah.
What's his name?
Why?
Because
Anthony.
How do y'all get into doing like a one night stand? Like, I don't even know how to go about doing that.
I met him through one of my friends, and we kind of. I know it's 8.
I don't believe any number you said. Just so you know,
no, it's 8. It's
I
8.
Don't believe any Why? Number you said. I don't believe women tell the whole 100% truth
so when it comes to sex.
You, only because I know you and I've known you this long, and you told me about each encounter. Only, that's the only reason.
Damn.
So other niggas think I'll be lying, huh?
Yes, 100%.
Oh, what the fuck? Wow, that's myself. Maybe like...
Yeah, maybe with the homeboy.
Multiply times.
Tell me why this bitch told me she... Only 5 niggas.
That bitch alright.
Damn. Well, then let me get my body count again.
Don't believe me anyway.
J. Cole said in a song.
I think it's 8.
She said she only fucked around 4 or 5 niggas, so you know you got to multiply times 3.
That's not true, J. Cole. Some of us only get 4 or 5.
It's true. I'm sitting here trying to think for real.
I think it's more on your end.
No. Me?
But that's because I've been through your inbox
Terrell,
a little bit.
Donovan.
Oh, inbox.
Michael. Josh. Robert. One of Brandon friends and Anthony.
What about Angelo?
I didn't screw up.
Yes, you did. Did I? You told me about the nigga Chessie. Hey, man, I'm not believing any number you said, and that's fine. I'm not
Look,
here
my
to.
My brain is fucked up.
I fucked mad age. People. I'm not here to judge.
I'm gonna be 31. Oh, shit. Okay. Damn, so it's nice.
How do you ask somebody to have sex with you? You just go out and ask them? In a little inbox.
Just send the wet emoji.
I about to say, I don't know what it's like for women.
The cat and the wet.
I'm a child.
I actually don't know what it's like for women. But,
but, you know, maybe I need to try somebody new because that's somebody old. Try somebody new.
Women to let you know.
What you mean?
Women let you know if they trying to fuck you as a dude. All you gotta do is talk to a woman long enough and they'll let you know if they trying to fuck. As a dude.
The guy will let you know?
No, if as a dude.
Oh, as a dude.
A woman will let you know when she's.
Okay, so I should just be straightforward.
Did I let you know when I was?
Yes.
Should I just, start off the conversation with, like, I just want to fuck, like, what you want? Or should
No. Like, meaning you will send signs that you're willing to. Not that you'll ever come out and say, hey, I want to fuck. You let him do that. But you'll give him the signs to build the confidence and be like, oh, yeah, she trying to fuck. And okay. Then he'll ask.
Oh, the kiss.
Yeah, you kissed me on the first date, bro.
She kissed you on the first I knew
I was knocking
date.
It down.
No.
well, at least.
Thank you.
At least you had a date. I didn't get too many of those. Very blessed.
It was a thought out day. Well, we walked to the park. It's beautiful. We sat at the waterfall.
Yeah, I know. I gave you a thank you kiss. I don't know what you thought it was.
I thought it was exactly what it was. I knew I was smashing next time we seen.
God, it wasn't
that time. It was.
So how long after the dating? How long after the dating did she smash?
She got pregnant 3 months into us dating. It wasn't very
That's
long.
3 months. I said, how long into dating did you smash?
I don't fucking remember.
3 weeks.
3 weeks.
It wasn't no fucking 3 weeks.
It was 3 weeks.
What the fuck it was?
How many times have we had sex before you get pregnant?
I don't remember.
A lot.
You can't manipulate me like this.
It was a lot. The reason I know it was a lot because when we had sex, the time they got him conceived, which was around Black Panther coming out in February.
Damn, I still remember movies coming
out. I remember because of the time, but it was around time Black Panther came out. That was like, all right, we ain't did it in a minute, let's get it in, because we had stopped because we were doing it so much before. And we got pregnant 3 months in, so how long do you think it took us to get all this?
I hated your room at your grandma's house.
I'm sure you did. You still fucked it now.
Why you hated
it? He's so rude.
Why did you hate it, though? What was wrong?
Huh?
Why did you hate it?
I don't know. It was scary in it.
It's old house. Yeah, old house, yeah. I work in the old house. It'd be scaring me. Yeah,
it was Keisha was sleeping on the bed. I was like, I need to put my pants back on. I'm ticking my ass.
It was an old house.
I couldn't do that shit now.
And I was out of the realm of, like, making. When you get comfortable with somebody, it's funny. When you get comfortable with somebody, you stop all the shit that you do in the beginning to make them feel comfortable because you feel like
we there now.
Yeah. So, like, I was used to bringing randoms over, cleaning up the whole room, and make sure none of them there. I used to put Bisha on the back porch when I walked them in, and then close the door, bring her in, and then go in the room so she couldn't come in. All this shit with randoms because there was no nothing. It was just like, I want to get this wham, bam, thank you, whatever. But then with her, because I was comfortable, I didn't do that. Because you're comfortable.
Right.
It's like, oh, you understand me on levels that these women don't.
Right.
So you do the less work. It's just like they say, the people closest to you get the worst part of your personality when you into it.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. Of course.
What the fuck? I'm sorry.
Oh, the cat's fighting.
Trigger time.
Ginger be fucking Spot up now. I'm not fucking with Spot.
Would y'all come get this ginger?
But yeah, so it's like you don't get the full.
Oh yeah, but I don't think we should do that.
You should.
I think we should keep doing the finessing. Cause you did it to get me. I'm gonna need you to keep.
Oh, I was finessing, just in a different way. Wasn't in the bedroom. I was just finessing in all other rooms. I still took her on the motherfucking horse carriage ride. You don't think that's a finesse? That is the finesse of the finesse.
Understandable. I never had a horse carriage ride, so I can't even tell you. I pay for one for myself. You know, I take myself on a lot of dates, so.
Good.
Because niggas don't do it.
That's good.
That's good. You got one that took you out on dates.
I kind of wish I could have did a lot of stuff for myself. You still can. I was job.
You still can.
Can I smoke some of this hookah since you stopped fucking with it?
I think it wasn't lit.
Yeah. It's having a little trouble.
Let me see. Can you move the bag a little bit?
Mommy. Oh, I'm so tired of him, Mommy. Call Daddy.
You already know what that's going to get him. Hey, go in the room. I'm here.
My baby. Stay calm. Daddy said, come here.
His name made a song about it.
Come here. Come here. What's wrong? I'll get you some pancakes in a minute. Can you take my phone? Did I find that? Like that? Wasn't it up here?
He gonna go on YouTube.
Okay, well then call mommy. We'll call mommy. I don't know what you want me to do. I tried to fix the situation.
Don't make a pancake.
I'm not making pancakes. That's over. That's dead.
So sleepy.
You wanna go to sleep?
But what was we talking about?
Mm-hmm. Oh. My memory sucks.
Body counts and shit. Alright, let me come up with another good question. This is what podcasters do, bro. Off the rip. We gotta come up with shit.
Give me a plate.
What do you think your worst quality as a human is for yourself? Like, what do you think your worst quality is? Just a human. Not as a relationship, not as a parent. This is human.
As a human. My worst flaw is a human. I am too nice. And easily forgive. I feel like that's my worst flaw.
Why you feel like that's a flaw? Some people will say that they don't have the ability to do that.
Because I don't have great discernment. So if I run into the wrong person who sees that I'm really nice and I easily forgive, they'll take advantage of it. So I feel like that's not good because most of the guys that I run into take advantage of me because of that. And they use that and manipulate me emotionally also because I'm very emotional.
But ain't that they karma, not yours?
Yes, they karma, but I still have to deal with it in the meantime.
The emotional parts of it.
Yeah.
Like getting your feelings invested in something and then hurting them, breaking them.
Breaking it, then healing. I have to heal from that. That shit don't go away. Healing is not fun. It's very long and lonely and stressful. It's a lot to healing, and it's very up and down. And it's just not great. I think that's another reason I'm afraid to try to venture out and maybe date other people, because that whole process is just a lot for me.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how much of this do you place on your relationship with your father?
90%.
And what percent do you place on your relationship with your mother?
You know what, I never even thought about that, incorporating my mom into that. I mostly just figured it was my father because one thing that I noticed when I was doing a lot of reflecting was that a lot of guys that I messed with or dated, they had a lot of qualities that my dad had. And I felt like, okay, most maybe I keep either attracting these dudes or dealing with these dudes because I have daddy issues. Mm-hmm. Or maybe I just don't know how to pick them.
Right.
I never thought about my mom, though. But I do think about my mom in a sense when I'm parenting Jaden. I find myself catching myself doing some of the things that she does to me, and I try to correct it because I don't like it. For example, I don't know how other people feel, but I feel like my mom was very, very emotionally manipulative when it came to me. She used emotion to manipulate me a lot. And I noticed as recently, to get Jaden to listen, I know he don't like me to be mad at him. So if I get mad or stop talking to him, he'll do what I want him to do or behave in a way. So I was like, damn, I'm doing this to him, and it reminds me of me and my mom, and I do not like that because I don't want my son to behave because he think I'm mad at him, because that's what my mom did to me most of my life.
That I think your mother was very
manipulative. Oh, yeah. She still is, but now I don't give a fuck. It's a difference now.
I was about to say, I think you have to add your mama in there.
As far as, like, with my relationships?
Yeah.
Okay. See, so I never thought about that.
So, like, Alex, he fits into both. He fits into the daddy issues.
That's true.
But he also fits into the mama issues. I think your mama made you a people pleaser because you spent so much time trying to please her.
Facts.
And then her controlling nature made you susceptible to Alex's controlling nature.
Mm. And I was very naive, so I really fell for that shit.
And I believe so much of that came from Alex. And if we're being honest, it's the reason he always brings up your mother as a caveat to be like, oh, you need to be your grown woman, should move away from your mama. Because he knows that she has the most control.
Mm-hmm.
And he's trying to gain the control that she has so he can have full control.
Facts. I agree.
And so if he can get you away from her, he'll control. I thought about this the other day. Me and Jeffrey was having a conversation. He was telling me, this is a while ago, before we had started couples therapy. He was like, I don't know if you know, but him and KK went through couples therapy before the marriage with Reverend Barnes, because mm-hmm. he refuses to marry people without couples therapy. And he was like, Reverend Barnes is so fucking good at that. He was like, he is like, y'all, you should think about going to him for couples therapy. And I was like, I don't look at Reverend Barnes like that. Mm-hmm. And he was like, that's how most of the family feel, but I don't understand why, because he got 10 kids with a woman, one of the finest women in our family, a woman who hasn't aged in forever.
Mm.
And he locked her down this long. I was like, but is she happy?
No.
And I was like, I said, but is she happy? And he was like, she's been there. She ain't left.
Mm.
It's one thing to be unhappy, and it's another thing to be unhappy and leave. So he's doing something right. She ain't left. And then he said something that made sense. And he was like, got her out of the ear of the rest of her family, moved her down south, and they've created a life for themselves where they're at. And then it made me think, holy shit, all I think about is how Alex controls Shiny because Joetha controls Shiny. What if Reverend Barnes just rescued Vaughn from being manipulated by your mother in a certain way?
Mm-hmm, I agree.
It's like he, in a sense, rescued her from that.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you take her away from that, she can no longer be emotionally manipulated by this person. And now, whether you manipulate or not, she's with you and y'all decide what y'all life is going to be.
Exactly. She told me that, too. And she said, and she's always be trying to get me to move down there because she, I don't know why, but she be just looking at me so sad and be like, I really want you to move with me. But outside of the story, she told me their relationship didn't start off good, but they worked on it. And it got better, and they went to therapy, and they actually put the effort in to try to make it better. And I guess with mommy, she said mommy wasn't willing to change. She was already set in her ways. So she was like, you know, at first I wanted to leave. At first I had my mind set up that I'm not going to be here once all the kids is gone. But she said he changed and said, I want this to work. So we gonna do everything we can to make it work. So I'm saying, yeah. That's why I asked you, like, with Alex, is it worth it? Is it worth me taking that chance? Should I, especially for my child? But then Alex is a tricky situation because he has a lot of mental issues. And my thing is, if you have a lot of mental issues up here, how can you really work on some other shit with somebody else?
Especially when you don't even take those issues serious. If you was like at home saying, yo, I got these mental things I need to work on for myself, Alex will say, I ain't got no issues.
Yeah.
That is an issue. That is a red flag. For you to believe that there's no evolving on your end means that you have issues that I can't help you with, which you won't even acknowledge. So that's a huge problem. And I think the main reason why I feel like the difference between him and Reverend Barnes is different is, despite Reverend Barnes' flaws, I believe he believes in what he believes in. You ain't got nothing that you believe in. You won't stand for shit.
Facts.
I don't believe Alex gives a shit about any of that.
He don't.
You don't have nothing that you believe in so strongly that you're willing to put aside your ego, your pride, and your this to work on things.
I'm sorry. This is great.
You won't put aside your pride, your ego, and all these things to work on whatever those issues is because you don't even acknowledge them. And that's Alex's biggest problem. He has to acknowledge, I am flawed in this way, this way, this way. Most of it comes from my childhood. Other parts come from my mental health. All of those things are things I need to work on and evolve so I can love somebody properly and they can reciprocate. He won't acknowledge those things, so until he can do that, he will not be good for anybody.
I'm allergic to dogs, so yeah, so my allergies bother me.
He will not be good for anybody but except Alex.
Yeah.
Because that's all a narcissistic person who refuses to work on their flaws will do is be good for themselves. You have to be selfless in relationships.
Yes.
So many times. And if you can't do that ever, what's the point, bro?
That's why I don't understand why I have such a soft spot for him, because I know who he is.
You just said it.
What?
Make you come.
Is it the sex? He said that the other day we had a conversation. He was like, you need to figure out, is it me that you want or my dick? I said, you know what? I don't know.
Ain't he in a relationship?
He told me not. See, he gonna feed me something and feed everybody else something else. So I don't know.
Let's have a conversation about that.
He all the way in Peoria.
We just had this conversation the other day. He tells Shani that he is not in a relationship with the girl. She's willing to help him out because he's on hard times. But he lives in her house, a house that she lived in prior to him being there.
He's sexing her, I'm sure.
He ain't saying that, but he's saying that they're not in a relationship. Do you believe a woman will allow a man to stay in their house, get on their feet, and there's no emotional attachment?
Is he working?
Mm-hmm.
Out there?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Is she single?
Mm-hmm. Well, from what see, Alex lies to me a lot, so I don't know. But he told me that they started off in a relationship.
Oh yeah, they fucked.
He told me they was fucking. He said they started off in a relationship, but then she went through his phone and saw that he was talking to, which he's not talking to me, but I guess she saw my name in the phone. Me, a girl named Elaine, and a girl named Ashley. And she, I guess she told him.
How old is this girl?
She's younger than me, so maybe like.
Oh yeah, she fucking.
27, maybe 28.
They fucking.
Oh yeah, they fucking. He admitted they fucking.
But that's what I'm saying. All these things, I'm not saying that they're in an official relationship. There are emotions there.
Oh yeah.
I guarantee you the things he's telling you, he will not say in front of her. And if you can't say them in front of her, then it ain't real.
Mm-hmm. You think he won't say it in front of her?
I don't think he'll say it in front of her. If he said it in front of her, then it's real.
She had a problem with you seeing him, her seeing your name in his phone. Or whatever.
Yeah, because he cheated. He cheated on me and with her. So yeah, of course.
And y'all have children. I mean, a child.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it ain't like seeing your name on his phone means automatically that there's emotions. She's seen something in y'all text that showed that there was emotions there, which made her say, all right, nah. Mm-hmm. But that means there's an emotional attachment in some way, shape, or form. And he cannot speak that way to you in front of her and stay in her house.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I see what you're saying.
Because if that's the case, nigga, go stay with her and let her help you. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to make sure you whatever, whatever, whatever. But you don't get to just go do what the fuck you want in my house with whoever. No. We might not officially be shit, but you better act like you understand that you can't do some shit while you in this motherfucker until you move up. And I don't think he's... I think he's fabricating that part of it all.
Is Jaden his only child? Mm-hmm.
Lucky motherfucker.
But I think that's why he just got fertility issues, because Alex be fucking.
And I do not believe Alex is using the condom.
No, he's not. Because when he first cheated with a JC, which is her name, I had messaged her and asked her about it. And she told me everything. She's like, no, we never used the condom. And she was like, we even tried to have a baby and move in together. I'm like, damn. I said, damn, I'm down here pissing on myself and I just had this nigga baby and he trying to have a baby with you? Yeah, damn.
On top of the fact, did you tell her exactly what y'all conversation was about placeholders? Because for me, that was it. That's for me, that should have been
that
it.
That should have been it.
What's a placeholder?
So I read this book called Men Don't Like Women Like You. And in the book, it was saying that certain men have a woman as a placeholder, which is someone he'll just have there until he finds the woman that he actually wants. And I was explaining the book to him and Michael because I felt like the book really impacted me when I read it. And we was having a conversation, and somehow in the conversation he came up and he was like, he wished he would have just stayed with a JCM. Which is
he told you that?
He said that in front of me and Michael. And he said, I wish I would have just stayed with a JCM.
If he had the choice between y'all two,
yeah,
he would have chosen JCM.
Yeah.
But he didn't have the option.
Yeah, because the JCM so stopped messing with him once she found out that we were still together.
That was the end.
Bring back memories.
Yeah, that should have been it, but you know, feelings, and I have a child, and I just want, you know, the best for my child, so I just stayed. Tried to make it work. And I still feel to this day that I'm not the person for him, that he really don't have that. I feel like I'm like a settle for him, and I felt this a couple of days ago when we was talking, because he was like talking about all the girls he was talking to on his phone when the JC went through his phone, and he was like, when you stop messing with me or whatever, he started messing with some girl named Elaine. He was like, and she reminded him of his mama, and she was able to go out and party and all this other dumb shit. And he was like, and that's what I really wanted. That's what I was looking for. He was like, I was ready to move on from you. I was ready to be with somebody else. Because she was what I really wanted. And she was the best sex I ever had. And he was like, but then she told me, let's kill your friend. Hmm. Yeah. And he's like, and I don't play about that type of shit because, you know, Alex got mentioned. So he feel like somebody say they gonna kill you or something, he believes it. So he's going to take that shit personal. So he said when she told him, let's kill your friend and take his money or some shit, he felt like he couldn't trust her. And I was like, so you was willing to be with her and just, because that was it for you, but you didn't because you didn't trust her. He was like, yeah, and the only person I trust is you. So basically it sounds to me like you settling for me because I'm not really what you want.
And you close to it.
Right. Am I wrong? Did I look at that the wrong way? Okay, I didn't think so.
I'm about to say, if we're being honest, Alex has in no uncertain terms pretty much said that.
When? Or with a JC or with something else.
With the placeholder conversation, of course, that should have been the sign, seal, deliver. But we can take it back further than that. The conversation when I was dating Kayla and y'all spent the night at Kayla's house that night and y'all got into that big thing and he starts speaking truths because we was all drunk on why he cheated with the girl with the big booty, the dark skinned girl, I don't even remember her fucking name. But we spoke on why he... That night for me was the moment where I'm like, Alex is never going to be 100% faithful to you. Mm-hmm. Ever. Because this is the way he views it. Mm-hmm. He said in no uncertain terms that night. But your emotions for him at the time wouldn't allow you to receive it the way you should have received it. Like, I don't even want to necessarily get into what he said, but I feel like you should remember.
I don't. Because a lot of the times my emotions blocked what Alex said. I was so in love with him that anything he said, it's just
you don't remember Kayla was trying to put the nigga out?
I remember that, but I don't remember what he said. What did he say? Remind me. It's okay, we can talk.
Be comfortable.
Yeah, I put you nerve. This my girl. Baby, he done did some shit and all, like, you ain't even heard the half of it, but we gonna, baby, this a quarter. It's a whole bunch
for me the moment that,
I don't know, I'm getting anxiety.
The moment she was like, nah, this nigga gotta go. You can sleep on a swing outside on that park. Remember, a little park outside of the house. She's like, he can sleep on a swing. I don't give a fuck, but he gotta get out of my house because he can't talk to her like that in front of me. And I had to calm her down because I had to be honest. Like, Shawnee is allowing it. Shawnee gotta stop it. We can't stop him from talking to her that way because when they leave here together, he gonna continue to be that guy. Mm-hmm. What he said was, you asked him, we was trying to be transparent. Mm-hmm. That was awful. He was like, so why did you cheat on me with whatever the girl name is? He was like, she was shaped right, she had a big booty, and you waddle when you walk.
He said that?
I'm not trying to be with somebody that waddles when they walk.
He said that?
He said those words verbatim. And I'll never forget.
What the fuck? I don't remember this. What the fuck?
Even when he said it, your response wasn't like hurt. It was like, okay, I'm listening. It was like, I'm trying to hear you in a transparent way without being hurt and cut off your feelings.
He said, I waddle when I walk.
He said, you waddle when you walk. And then he started talking about how bad cheat was. He was like, of course I'm cheat. You do this, that, and you waddle when you walk, blah, 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 blah. She was built. She had a slim waist, big booty. She was pretty in the face, and then you was like, she ain't pretty. And he was, and I think he showed me a picture of it, and I'm like, no, she ain't pretty. He was like, she had the body.
Wow.
And then he just referenced you, well, I don't know when you walk or whatever, and saying that, you know.
Oh, sure.
You know, that part of
what
it.
What the fuck was wrong with me?
Like, I understand. I didn't have problems.
Too. What? I can't imagine me not reacting to that.
That was the moment she was ready to put him out. When he said that specifically, because I remember being like, because I don't even know how to respond to it. It's like, all right, I'm her cousin. Am I supposed to fight the nigga now? And like, I don't know. But it for me, it came to a place where I'm like, Shawnee has to be the one to put it in place. He is going to continue to treat you away until you check him and put him in his place. If you allow him to talk, you teach people how to treat you. Mm-hmm. If you allow him to treat you like this, he's going to.
What you allow is what will continue.
Damn. Perfect word I couldn't get out. He's not going to not treat you this way just because I fought the nigga. Or just because Pudgy, I mean, not Pudgy. Just because old girl put him out and made him sleep on the swing. It has to come from you. And that was my reason in not reacting. Because no matter what we do, if you're going to continue to deal with him, it don't solve no fucking problem. And I was thinking that maybe her hearing these things directly will be like, this nigga don't love me. This nigga don't truly care about me because he said this to my face. He said that to my face. These things. How long was he fucking Kelsey and dressed her up as his fucking friend?
Yeah.
This nigga, I'm sure you've heard the story by now, but this nigga whole life brought master manipulated this whole shit, and I feel away because I wasn't smart enough to see it. Dress Kelsey up as his friend that would fuck with me, mm-hmm. just to get her to Cappy house, so he can fuck her.
I remember that.
I'm like, he got here and like he was like, yo, I know this girl, I'd fuck with you, whatever. I'm like, all right, bet, give me the line. Get in line, I'm talking to her, giving all this game. I'm thinking I'm giving a game, and she going along with shit, whatever, whatever, whatever. We get to the house, and this nigga whole personality switch up.
Really?
This nigga, we get into a whole wrestling match.
About her?
About him. I wasn't wrestling for her, because I didn't give a fuck about her. He was wrestling for her.
Really?
She had invited me under a cover in Cappy basement, sitting under the cover. And this nigga started gapping off at the mouth about something. Mike, you weak as hell. Some shit. I'm like, Alex, who? Fam, what?
Oh, he's trying to be big shit in front of her.
Trying to be big shit in front of her. Nigga, I'm like, whatever, whatever. Then I start to smell the smell under the cover. I'm like, oh, her pussy stank. I'm good. Nigga, I'm about to get up and go. I'm walking up the stairs, and this nigga put me in the chokehold from behind my neck. I mean, from walking away on some secret shit. Come behind me and try to put me in chokehold in front of this bitch. So I flip the nigga, I put him on his back, whatever, and I get up, and she laughing and whatever, and he like, you lucky you big as hell or some shit, she say. I'm like, man, I'm going in the big show. You fucking weird now, because you a weird ass nigga to me for this. So I don't even understand.
Brought this bitch,
you brought the bride over here for me, and then you acting like a weird nigga when she get here. I left them in the basement alone, and then we later found out that they even fucked that night. Mm-hmm. Mash manipulate this whole shit because you've been fucking her. So you never wanted me to fuck her. Yeah. You just knew that was a way to get her over there without it looking suspicious to Jeffrey and them because you're in a relationship, but they could. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We took this bitch to the train station the next morning. Me and Jeffrey went on an excursion to take her to a train station because we thought that she was just Alex's friend that was coming to fuck with me type shit. And I didn't want to fuck them up because of pussy.
What did it smell like?
It was bad, bro. And I've been in some bad situations. It was bad.
Ooh, that's a nasty.
I didn't fuck some terrible smelling vagina. Mm. So the fact that I smelled it was like, I quit. And went to sleep.
Damn.
She flicked the cover. That's all it was. She flicked the cover. And I smelled it. I'm like, bro.
Damn.
And he's smashing, like, which says a lot about his nasty ass. I wasn't finished smashing that night.
You fucking nasty bitch. That was a nasty bitch. He always said her vagina stank. I was like, why you keep fucking her then?
Love you. I guess he don't love me back right now.
He's sleepy.
But yeah. So for me, it was just like, you had to, it's crazy how you can hear that from that far away, right?
This is great audio. Yeah, I'm telling you, it's amazing. Like, you really need to record a song. Like, y'all need to stop playing. Like,
it's hard. This is the first time I got put you on these mics, but
very first time that I saw you around. Y'all have said hello and I said hi. She finna go to sleep.
Oh, baby? Mm-hmm. You in the bedroom? Mm-hmm. Babe, don't go to sleep, boy.
Back then I knew you were the one. You know, a lot of that I think had to do because I ain't had no self-love.
Yeah, at that time, for sure. Yeah. I think you got a lot more now. I don't think you accept that shit now.
No. Not at all. Oh, Lord. At least there's growth there.
Yeah? No. Oh. Thing.
Good Lord. That was a little shut.
But I felt like that was your lesson to learn alone. That wasn't something that I could, like, force on you, but she could force on you. Anybody could force on you. You have to teach people how to treat you. And that's something that you got to learn alone, sadly. Yeah. That's something I had to learn. I had my own issues with dealing with people who did not value me. and allowing them to continuously have value to me while not valuing me. Mm-hmm. And I dealt with that for a long time, so I had to learn myself. Mm-hmm. Eventually, just getting, having it done enough, hurting my feelings enough to be like, so, all right, bro. So you're just going to let her tell you y'all in a relationship, tell you she love you, and then post pictures in hotel rooms. That's what you want.
Oh.
I was talking about a girl specifically.
Oh.
But, like.
I got to pee. I'm sorry.
Seeing specific shit and being like, you know, I don't know how to do that.
Without you?
Yeah. Like, I remember literally one night she told me that she was having somebody come over. I mean, she was gonna come over when I went to go pick her up. She didn't come out, and then was like, "Oh, I can't come out because it was they were shooting early and something." And then later that night, she posted a picture from my hotel room. Like, okay, so I know what I'm dealing with, but I'm allowing this. So how can I be mad?